through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Keith, go ahead.
Only in the leap from the lion's head will he prove his worth. It's impossible. Nobody can jump this.
Ah! Indy! Indy, you must hurry! Come quickly!
It's a leap of faith.
Thanks, Keith. A leap of faith. How many of us have done that? It's a scary moment, isn't it? Standing at that precipice, looking down, asking yourself, can I really do this? Can I really do this? Placing your hand over your heart. Okay, God, let's go. And taking that first step. Faith. Today's message is brought to you by something that has been fermenting in my mind since a conversation I had months ago. That conversation was with my counterpart, Tracy David, at the United Church in the Valley. We just finished a board meeting, and we were in the midst of our minister search. It was a hard time for us. It was challenging, it was scary. And we'd all talked about that at the board meeting. We discussed it, and we'd heard it amongst the congregation as well. So as we were leaving, Tracy turned to me, and she said, you know, for a community of faith, we don't really seem to have a lot of it. Aha, a message was born. That conversation coincided with a wonderful book I'd been reading. That book not only brought tears to my eyes, but a subtle clenching of my heart in response. Thankfully, it wasn't a heart attack. So between my musings on the book and my conversation, I was left with questions. What is faith? From where does faith come? And why is it important? So I thought I'd bring those questions to this message of mine today, a message about faith. The film clip we just watched a moment ago is about faith. Indy doesn't consider Indiana Jones, the main character, doesn't consider himself a religious person, but he does have faith in the good. He may not profess to be a Christian in practice, but he is someone who tries to do the right thing and help when he can. His father, Dr. Jones Sr., the one lying there screaming in pain, is a man of faith. In fact, he's made it the pursuit of his life's work is to find the Grail, the Holy Grail, the chalice of Christ. So perhaps, even though Indy doesn't know it, his father's faith in God has shaped how Indy operates in the world. But let's come back to one of my questions. What is faith? When I researched the definition of faith, here's what I got. Faith, an inner attitude or conviction in religious traditions stressing divine grace. It is the inner certainty of attitude, or attitude of love granted by God. Faith is an integral part of our everyday life. Normally, much of life is lived with a great amount of faith because it helps us to navigate life in a way that makes it less fearful. For example, when you sat down in your chair today, you were pretty sure it was going to support your weight, right? When we drive to work, we don't question if we'll arrive safely. We don't worry about sudden onset of disease or illness. We're oblivious to many things. We just do what we do. Faith and belief are often used in the same context, but they are not quite the same thing. Belief is a strongly held opinion about an idea or worldview that you create about what you read, you see, or you hear. Beliefs can alter over time with experience and learning. Faith is not something from which you start and build. According to the author of our scripture this morning, faith can only be received and is given by God. True faith can take on doubts and questions, but remains intact. We can grow in our faith, but the foundation remains the same. Allow me to put it another way. Belief is passive, where faith is active. Faith. Keith, next clip, please.
Thank you.
Always have faith the dog's going to shut the door. The male main character in the clip finds himself in a moment of personal despair. Reaching for his Bible, he humbly prays. After which, his morning yields something unexpected and incredibly delightful. A diversion from his worries. Did anyone notice that the amount of the reward was the exact amount that he needed to pay off all his bills that month? Perhaps our life experiences revolve around our faith. So we come back to another question of mine. Why is faith so important? Faith is important because it frames who we are, our existence, our values, our hopes, and our dreams. Faith isn't just the quiet calm before the storm. Faith is the anchor in that storm. Faith is the inner resolve of trusting no matter the outcome, we are in God's hands. Faith isn't relying on winning, I'd like to think it gives us peace regardless of the outcome. Faith encircles all our life experiences, the good and the not so good. The late Dr. Robert Schuller, a renowned pastor and motivational speaker, once said, "Tough times don't last. Tough people do." When looking at faith from a biblical perspective, the Bible identifies faith as an essential element of life. Faith acts as a barometer for navigating life's unknown. In the words of one of my favorite movie characters, Forrest Gump, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. How many times have we bargained with God for a different outcome? When we don't get what we desired. The reality of life is that we will all face challenges that test our faith in one way or another. Perhaps it's not our faith that fails us, but life's unpredictability that fails us. So my last and final question, from where does faith come, was revealed in today's scripture from Ephesians. In Ephesians, we hear that faith can only come from a new heart regenerated by God. Therefore, faith is a gift from God. It is the unique way that God uses to bring salvation to God's people. Everyone who has been saved has been gifted faith. It is the ability to believe God is who he, she says he, she is. Trust in God in all things, for all things. As I was preparing this message, I kept wondering to myself, okay, well, who had faith in the Bible? I know there's a lot, but who stands out most prominently for me? Mary. Mary was faithful to God when she was chosen to be the mother of Jesus. Mary trusted God and the role that was chosen for her. Abraham. Abraham had faith in God when he was asked to sacrifice his only son. He had faith that God would provide. Esther. Esther had faith in going to the king unannounced to expose Haman's plan to kill the Jews. Moses. Moses had faith when God asked him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, away from everything they'd ever known, across the Red Sea. Faith helps us to combat skepticism and inspires us to do what God wants us to do. So not only do we grow in faith by reading scripture and praying, but also by hearing God's message with other believers. When I began my message today, I mentioned a book that I'd been reading that inspired me. I'd like to finish with a passage from that book. Some of you may recognize it or have read it. It's called Have a Little Faith, and it's by Mitch Albom. A quick synopsis of the book before I begin. Mitch is asked by his childhood rabbi to deliver his eulogy. In order to get to know his rabbi as an adult, Mitch spends time with him. Doing so not only reestablishes his rapport with his rabbi, but it reignites and establishes a rapport with God. So, have we solved the secret of happiness? I believe so, he said. Are you going to tell me? Yes. Ready? Ready. Be satisfied. That's it? Be grateful. That's it? For what you have, for the love you receive, and for what God has given you. That's it? He looked me in the eye. Then he sighed deeply. Look, if you say that science will eventually prove there is no God, on that I must differ. No matter how small they take it back, to a tadpole, to an atom, there is always something they can't explain. Something that created it all at the end of the search. And no matter how far they try to go the other way, to extend life, play around with the genes, clone this, clone that, live to 150, at some point, life is over. And then what happens? When life comes to an end. I shrugged. You see? He leaned back and smiled. When you come to the end, that's where God begins. No, you can't work your way into heaven. Anytime you try and justify yourself with works, you disqualify yourself with works. What I do here every day for the rest of my life is only my way of saying, Lord, regardless of what eternity holds for me, let me give something back to you. I know it isn't even any scorecard, but let me make something of my life before I go. And then, Lord, I'm at your mercy. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Thanks be to God. Let's take a few moments for reflection.